Well, Five Lives' Chris Warburton is in Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester at the moment because people are gathering there for a rally in support of the refugees. What's happening, Chris?
Anna, there's around, there's a few hundred people here gathered in the centre of Manchester, and their messages are very clear, Will, summed up in a chant that just went around. It's gone around a few times, actually. Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. That's what they're saying, and there's various banners being held up as well with that kind of message too. No human is illegal, a big banner that's been put on a statue that's directly in front of me, which is where speakers are going up and addressing the crowd from as well. One lady I noticed holding a copy of the Metro newspaper from earlier this week with the headline, Europe could not save him, the headline which we remember with the picture of the young Syrian boy being held by a Turkish policeman, of course, which has in many ways galvanised public opinion, I suppose. Now, there's a number of organisations in the city which have got together to organise this event. One of those is Yasmin Nahlawi, who's from Rethink Rebuild Society, which is effectively the Syrian community of Manchester. Hi, Yasmin. Tell me, first of all, why you're protesting here.
Well, we're here to send a strong message to policymakers that we want the UK to open its borders to more refugees.
Yeah. What did you make of what David Cameron had to say today? I'm sure you'd have seen his comments saying that the focus is going to be on helping refugees who are already in refugee camps in the region. What do you make of that?
Well, people in refugee camps obviously need protection, but as do asylum seekers who are spread across Europe, as do asylum seekers, for example, in Syria, who are in refugee camps but not necessarily in UN camps. For example, one of the cases that we've been campaigning for is Khaldun Sinjab. He's a quadriplegic Syrian refugee in Lebanon, and he's been seeking the refuge of the UK. We've been trying to highlight his case here. So it's cases like that that won't be covered by Cameron's speech.
And those people, of which there are many who listen to this radio station, who will say, look, I might be sympathetic towards their plight, but the country's full. In terms of resources, in terms of infrastructure, we can't take any more people. What do you say when you hear that argument?
What I would say is that the refugees are not here to take away our resources. I can speak especially for the Syrian community. Syrians are educated. We are hardworking. They are here to create jobs. They will need support for a few months, obviously, until they establish themselves, until they're granted asylum. But they're very much looking to contribute to the community. They're very much willing to pay taxes, to work and earn their living, and to create jobs in the process. Because when you bring more people, you create more jobs to serve these people. They're not here to take benefits. They're not here to live off of the government. Historically, we don't see that refugees create a crisis in the economy. Rather, we always see a growth in the economy with refugees.
So what do you say? I mean, is your point that whoever wants to come from Syria should be allowed to come? Or do you have a limit in mind?
Well, we can look at other European countries that have accepted tens of thousands of Syrian refugees. I have not heard anything to suggest that they have been hurt economically. So we had Germany that has accepted tens of thousands of Syrian refugees, as has Sweden. And you can say that the situations are very comparable. So to accept, for example, tens of thousands of Syrian refugees is not something that is unheard of. And we can use that as something to gauge our response as well.
Yasmin, thanks very much indeed. And Anna, Yasmin made an interesting point to me just before we came on air, where I pointed out that they'd had a number of these protests and perhaps haven't had the same kind of attention as this one has had. And I suggested it might be because of that photo I mentioned before. And she said, yes, I can see that that's galvanised public opinion, but I could show you many, many photos of many other children who have died in recent years.
Yeah, that's true. Chris, thank you. Five Lives' Chris Warburton in Manchester's Piccadilly.